Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Another episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Lindsay Perry with me. My name is Brad Brown. And Lindsay, this question I love. Obviously, Wimpy Pienaar's pain is subsiding after comrades. He was a novice in 2014, so he ran his first down run. He wants to know how vastly different is the training for the up run.
Look, we're still training for a race that's 87 kilometers. So the bad news is there's still going to be a lot of running. But for me, the up run is not nearly as abusive on your body as the down run. So while I don't place as strong an emphasis on strength training, for novices, it's probably still a good idea to get in some strength training. And if you are in the habit of doing strength, that's fine. But whereas I like highly recommend strength training for the down run to the point where I almost say compulsory, for the up run I really do say it's optional. But what we do need to do is prepare the body to run up hills. Now, I know the people who ran comrades for the first time this year will turn around and say, hey man, we ran some big hills on the way to Durban. And I agree with you. But unfortunately, the up run, the first 30 kilometers are literally uphill all the way, and it is tough uphill. It's unrelenting. It's like a slow poison that just saps your energy. So we've got to get your legs hill strong. So it's not so much the eccentric loading of the down run, which is why I like the gym so much. But now it's proper strength, strength to help you climbing and making your way up to Peter Maritzburg. So there isn't an enormous difference. The differences are, I suppose, quite subtle. But the one big one is that we do focus more on strength work while running, or doing hills, I suppose, is the simple version.
Brilliant stuff. Lindsay Perry, thank you very much. Much appreciated. So don't forget, if you do listen to this podcast through the iTunes platform on Apple, if you wouldn't mind, please just leaving us a review on iTunes. It just helps other people find this podcast and makes our life a little bit easier to get the word out there. So if you wouldn't mind doing that, we'd appreciate it hugely. Thank you very much. Until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheerio.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.